All right, everybody, we're back after a couple of weeks off. It's been a little while since we did one of these.
Yeah.
You've had some adventures in that time. Mm-hmm. For Halloween, I thought it would be fun to watch John Carpenter's Halloween. You've never seen this movie, right?
That's right.
Right, okay. This movie, we did not make it all the way through, as I expected. We stopped it at 46 minutes, and the movie is 93 minutes, so you literally got to the halfway point just before the best friend gets it out in the laundry room. So,
and just after man's best friend.
And just after man's best friend. You know, can I say, you made the connection that right after we see Michael Myers kill the dog is when we see the logo for the thing that they're watching. And, of course, a dog plays a big part in the Thing movie. Now, when John Carpenter made this movie, he didn't know he was going to be making the Thing 4 years later. Mm-hmm. But I've seen both the Thing and Halloween hundreds of times at this point. I never made that connection.
Huh.
That there's a, you know, that you see a dog, and then we see the Thing, and then in the movie, the Thing,
the dog gets
the big dog gets it, so. You didn't like this movie at all?
Not a little bit.
You found it obviously very scary?
Yes. Just, you know, so everybody knows I'm never speaking to Rob again, so you're listening to
Are you that scared? You were that scared by it?
No, I'm that mad at the movie, and maybe mad at you, too.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you showed me that movie.
Okay, well, it's a very scary movie. I would say it's a genuinely scary movie. It's a movie that I find has not lost much of its power, even after 40 years later.
And so you chose to show it to me.
I just, you know, you've developed a thicker skin over the course of, like, the dozen of these that we've done.
I have pushed myself further.
You have. And look, I knew going in you weren't going to get all the way through this. I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to, like, try and, you know, guide your thinking one way or the other. But I was pretty, I was like, this movie's 93 minutes. I'm like, we're not even going to have to watch all 93 minutes because it's a very scary movie. Really, the music is tremendous. Mm-hmm. I love the Carpenter, the music. Yeah, and I love that he's like a shark. You know what I mean? Like when he's mm-hmm. around the town, you hear the music.
The music
playing.
Is really reminiscent of Jaws, or maybe Jaws is reminiscent of.
This is reminiscent of Jaws. If you are saying that, because this movie came after Jaws. But yeah, I mean, the way he trolls the neighborhood, you know, and it's like when you hear the music, you know he's around.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that I find creepiest about this movie is that it all takes place, at least the first half, which we're only going to watch,
mm-hmm.
is that it's all during the day, which to me is kind of, I don't know, I find that creepier, you know, like just to see that he's wandering around the neighborhood in this mask. And, like, nobody seems to be noticing that he's doing this. Like, when she looks out the window and sees him in the laundry, like,
she saw him in the laundry?
Yeah, remember when she looks out the window and she looks down and she sees all the laundry fluttering in the breeze and you see him standing there for, like, a half second.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, to me, that's creepy.
I thought you meant, like, the laundry room.
No. When he's out in the backyard.
The friend.
No.
We see him looking in the laundry shack or whatever
that
is.
Right, they have like a separate laundry room. Yeah. Pretty far away from the house, too. It's
kind of strange. Right? It must be great in Illinois in the winter.
Mm-hmm. The reason this movie is takes place in Haddonfield, Illinois, which is not a real place, mm-hmm. is because the producer of the movie, Deborah Hill, mm-hmm. is from Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Oh, really?
And she named the town after Haddonfield. But they didn't want to call it Haddonfield, New Jersey, I guess. So okay. They called it Haddonfield, Illinois. Yes. Yeah, she was John Carpenter's partner for, I think, both in life and in movies for many, many years. Mm-hmm. The two of them worked together. What else about this movie? This was the most successful independent movie of, like, for 10 years.
Wow.
They made it for nothing. They made it for, like, 900 grand or some piddling little amount.
Yeah, there's, like, nobody recognizable.
Donald Pleasence is the only. That's why he's in it, is because they needed a name. They needed somebody. They offered it to Christopher Lee. He turned it down. And he said he always regretted it because they said they made this for like $900,000 or $1 million. And it made like $80 million.
Wow.
In 1978 money.
And it adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, it put John Carpenter
probably like three times.
Yeah, it was the most successful independent movie. Because it said it works beautifully. It works beautifully. It's just so creepy. This guy that's just stalking the neighborhood, and we don't know why exactly yet. But I'm doing all the talking. You didn't like it at all?
Not at all.
Okay, because you're just too scared by it?
I thought the girls who, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis and her friends.
PJ Souls is one of her friends.
Did a really good job. I mean, you know, they're obviously not movie stars. She wasn't yet.
Right. This is her first movie.
But she has a great presence. You can see why she became a star. And the poor dog.
Yeah, the dog gets it.
Lawrence, was it?
Lester.
Lester.
Lester, the dog gets it.
Poor Lester.
There is something I do when I watched it this time that, like, I don't know. I've thought about it in other movies, and it's a, you know, it's a movie you have to just, but like the doctor, Dr. Loomis, right? He's like, he's been here already. He's going to come back. I'm going to wait for him. Aren't you like you're just a doctor. Like, how are you not going to be so terrified that you wouldn't just, like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah.
You're not like an 8-foot guy, you know? You're like, he could just kill me. I can wait for him.
He has that pistol, so, you know.
He does have the pistol.
Yeah, so obviously, what's his name? Freddie? No, Michael.
Michael Myers.
Obviously, Michael is going to let him reach for his gun.
Right.
And, you know.
And we all know Michael Myers can pop into things kind of at will, so you don't even know, you know. Mm. I thought the same thing about the cop. Like, I obviously have no ideas how they train police, but, like, you know, that house is, everybody knows that house was the site of a murder, and it's been abandoned ever since. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you're a cop, you have to, like, go into places like that. Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, think about, like, to give everybody a little bit of background, when Tracy and I go down to the shore, Ocean City, we take...
Murder Row.
We take this back road, and there's this one house in particular that's right on a corner that looks like the house of the Myers killers. It's got paint peeling and a window punched out.
Yeah, there's a window open on the third floor, like,
right.
Year-round, not open, broken. And boarded up.
And yet people live in there. Because we've seen people in there.
Lights on and off.
So people, it's creepy as F, as they say. And, like, I think about, like, if you're a police officer, like, in, like, you have to sometimes, like, probably go over there. Like, I mean, I guess if you have a gun, you feel safer and you're trained. But still, you know what I mean? Like, what happens if you're mildly superstitious as a police officer? I'd be like, I don't want to go to the murder house, you right. know? I don't want to get killed, so...
And murder house is just down the road from murder hotel.
Yeah, there's a whole row of empty houses. It's creepy. Yeah, yeah, the sense of... I love that... again, I love how he pops into things. I love that when she's at the front door, she's dropping the key off, and mm-hmm. we see him...
Uh-huh.
He's like... You know, he's all of like 3 feet away from her, and the only thing that's separating them is the door, which is like, creepy.
I thought it was... incredibly irresponsible of the doctor who knew of Michael Myers' capabilities. When Michael Myers, you know, mauls the nurse and drives off in the car.
Right.
And he's like, he's gone. Well, mm-hmm. we saw in Zodiac that, no, he's not gone. He can come right back.
Mm-hmm.
He may just be giving himself distance so he can get up some momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, like... don't you, at that point, immediately call the police?
Well, he did. He did. Because there's that scene later on where he's talking to, the hospital administrator. And he's like, what did you want me to do? I did everything I could. And he said...
I guess
he
I'm, said, like, wanting him to use a cell phone.
Right. Well, it's 1978, baby. He can't. Yeah. He's got to go invent it and get patents and the license and all these sort of things. And then he can test market
all
it.
All the research and development.
Yeah, he's got to go over to Japan and talk to Nokia and all this stuff. I mean, you know. But he does say to the guy, you put out an all-points bulletin into two police cars. He's like, I wouldn't stop a five-year-old. So they do at least have that scene where Loomis is sort of trying to let everybody know this guy is way slicker than you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that he kills the guy, kills that farmer guy to mm-hmm. steal his clothes.
Did we see that?
Yes. Remember they pan out, like he finds the truck.
Oh, the truck and the sheets.
Because you're wondering, like, how did he have, what? Because when we last saw him, he's in the hospital gown. And then when we see him the next time, he's in the jumpsuit. And you're like, where did he get that from? Because he killed that guy.
Oh, that's how
they pan over and you see the dead guy and you presume that he's naked.
I thought it was the nurse.
No, no, no. Because
they had the red rabbit matchbook.
Right. No, he got that from the car. But he killed that farmer. And you see this farmer... with, like, no shirt on.
So that's right. The nurse was with the doctor.
The nurse was with the doctor. The nurse really got lucky. When you know how the body count that Michael Myers racks up in this movie, the nurse really got lucky because she didn't get killed. And same thing with the little kid that bumps into him at the school where he, like, you know, like, that kid came this close.
Mm-hmm.
Being one of Michael Myers' victims. So
another notch on his belt.
Another notch on his belt.
No.
No. He doesn't have a belt.
No. So. What would it be? On his helmet?
And on his face mask. By the way, fun fact, the mask that Michael Myers wears, you don't really see it much. You didn't get to that point in the movie. It is a William Shatner mask turned inside out.
Funny.
Yep. Yep. They had very little money to make it to shoot this movie, so but it was a massive success. It put John Carpenter on the map. It established him as, you know.
So real... John Carpenter must be like my least favorite director.
Probably
ever.
Up there, I would guess, with all the things that he's done. Although, you know what? There are some movies he's done which I think you would like. Mm-hmm. That are not horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, really? They're not horror movies. What was the other thing I wanted to mention about John Carpenter? Shoot, I'm forgetting it now. But anyway, this movie was not the first movie ever that was like the masked killer stalking people. Mm-hmm. But it basically did create the slasher genre. Because after this movie made up Mint, everybody was doing knockoffs.
Oh, so they're like, if they made a Mint, we can make
Jason,
a Mint.
The Jason movies and like 1,000 cheap
is
copies.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah. Okay. Which is today, Friday the 13th. They made 1,000 cheap copies. And the thing is, though, and you won't know because we're not getting any further in this movie, but this movie is not that violent. Like, you don't see much violence.
That's not
it's all implied.
The point.
Right. But I mean, I'm saying all the movies that copied it after uh-huh. this were just gore fests, like people's heads getting exploded, necks getting slit open. This movie is actually pretty restrained. You know he kills people, but you don't really see it.
Uh-huh.
You really don't.
Well, we kind of see him slashing the first girl.
What?
The one who's sitting on the phone.
Okay, but that's about as bad as it gets, though. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, to me, the worst part is the anticipation.
Yes.
Knowing that he's looming.
Yep. When the little kid looks out the window and sees him,
mm-hmm.
and then he looks and then he's gone again, and you just know, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to come in the back door now.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
he
yeah,
did
yeah.
with the first girl. Yep. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, yep. sir. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. So no fun of this at all?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we'll watch something. Maybe we'll watch the Pixar short, the Piper.
No, you owe me more than that.
I owe you more than that? What are we talking about?
I don't know. It could be Sound of Music.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't quite properly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth showing you Halloween to sit and watch
Actions
Sound of Music.
Actions have consequences.
Okay. Well, okay. We called it Time of Death for Halloween, 46 minutes. I guess that's it, really. I guess I should thank my friend Dan Cologne for lending me Halloween because I couldn't.
Oh, Dan, now you're on my list.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Don't blame him. It's not his fault.
Dan.
It's not his fault. It's really not his fault. I asked him.
First, the zucchini bread.
I asked him for it. So.
Now, okay. Halloween.
Anyway.
Dan Cologne.
Anyway. So we took a couple of weeks off, and I'm not sure what we're going to be doing next or whatever. I know we're going to – if we are – whatever we're going to do next.
Next one, Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. That's
we'll
pretty
see how long Rob lasts.
Yeah, that's true. That might be a turn it off with Rob because I'll be like, oh, my God, how are we 19 hours into this movie? This sick of Nazis. So that's Halloween, everybody. I'm sorry I subjected you. I'm not sorry I subjected you to it, but – because you now see how scary it is. And it's very scary. So
I probably kind of knew that, you know, right. because it's called a horror movie.
It is called. Well, but there are other horror movies you've gotten through. You got through all. Look, after you got through Exorcist, all bets are off. Really.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what else is there to say about it? Oh, they made, I think, 8 sequels to this.
Really?
All of which are. Okay. Let me backtrack a little bit. They made a sequel to this movie, which features Jamie Lee Curtis and Donald Pleasance, which is not very good. Then they made a third one that had nothing to do with Michael Myers. It was a completely separate horror movie story
mm-hmm.
about a guy with Halloween masks that kill children. And that's a really good movie. And John Carpenter, who produced them all, wanted to do a different Halloween story every year. Like, that was his idea, to make a Halloween movie every year but make it a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween 3 bombed so badly that the fourth movie, they brought back Michael Myers, and they've all been Michael Myers movies ever since. And they're all terrible. 4 through 8 are just garbage. Now, they're making another one with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really?
She's coming back, and they're going to ignore all the Halloween movies except this one.
Oh, so the history doesn't follow.
They're just like, they're just scrapping them all, and so the next Halloween movie will be a sequel to this movie. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It's an interesting thought.
Yep. So, yeah. I guess we'll go see that when it comes out.
Of course.
Right. Okay. Anyway, like I said, sorry, not sorry. I subjected you to it, but, you know, the whole point is you can turn it off, and you did. I didn't fight you on it at all. Nope. At all. So, okay, I'm dragging this out. I don't want to. I know you're mad at me, so we'll have to watch Sound of Music or something. God help me, everybody. That's going to be it for Turn It Off with Tracy. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Happy Halloween. Early Halloween, babe. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, right?
Right. All right, well, I love you.
I love you more.
I don't think she means that, everybody, but we'll deal with this later. So, all right, everybody, we'll see you later. Bye.
Dan, I haven't forgotten.
I'm not afraid. Bull. I'm not. Then go in. Chicken. Go ahead, Lonnie. Go in.
Hey. Hey, Lonnie. Get your ass away from there.